This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Senate passed landmark legislation Tuesday to codify federal protection for marriages of same-sex and interracial couples, with Democrats securing enough votes to overcome opposition from most Republicans. The Respect for Marriage Act was approved 61-36, with support from all Democrats and 12 Republican senators, after a filibuster was defeated and three amendments offered by Republicans who opposed the bill were rejected. The measure now returns to the House of Representatives for a final vote before it can go to President Joe Biden, who said he looks forward to enacting it. President Biden said, "With today's bipartisan Senate passage of the Respect for Marriage Act, the United States is on the brink of reaffirming a fundamental truth. Love is love, and Americans should have the right to marry the person they love." The Senate vote reflects the rapidly growing public support for legal same-sex marriage, which hit a new high of 71% in Gallup polls in June, up from just 27% in 1996, when Gallup first began polling the issue. "We're making a really positive difference in people's lives by creating the certainty that their ability to protect their families will be lasting," said the author of the bill, Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat of Wisconsin, the first openly gay lawmaker elected to the U.S. Senate. Baldwin revised the measure to win some Republican votes by adding language to make it clear that religious organizations would not be required to perform same-sex marriages and that the federal government would not be required to protect polygamous marriages. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, said before the vote Tuesday that he was wearing the same tie he wore to the wedding of his daughter and her wife. "It's personal to me," Schumer said. The legislation came about after the conservative Supreme Court majority overturned the constitutional right to an abortion, sparking fears that the justices may also revisit liberal court precedents that enshrine marriage rights for gay and interracial couples. The law will also ensure full benefits for marriages regardless of the couple's sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin. If the bill becomes law and the conservative Supreme Court rescinds the right to same-sex marriage, Americans could go to other states and get married, if it's not legal in their states. The number of same-sex couple households in the U.S. has surpassed 1 million for the first time, according to recently released government data. There were more than 1.2 million same-sex couple households across the country in 2021, up from 540,000 in 2008, an increase of 120%, data from the Census Bureau showed. Approximately 710,000 of the same-sex couple households were married. About 500,000 were unmarried. The number of married same-sex households started to outnumber unmarried same-sex households in 2016 following the Supreme Court's landmark 2015 Obergefell v. Hodges ruling, which effectively legalized gay marriage across the U.S. Merriam-Webster, who publishes the Dictionary of the English Language, has selected its word of the year. It's gaslighting, which means mind-manipulating, grossly misleading, and downright deceitful. Lookups for the word on merriam-webster.com increased more than 1,700% in 2022 over the year before. Peter Sokolowski, Merriam-Webster's editor-at-large, said, "It's a word that has risen so quickly in the English language, and especially in the last 4 years, that it actually came as a surprise to me and to many of us. It was a word looked up frequently every single day of the year," he said. Merriam-Webster's top definition for gaslighting is the psychological manipulation of a person, usually over an extended period of time, that, quote, "causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories, and typically leads to confusion, loss of confidence and self-esteem, uncertainty of one's emotional or mental stability, and a dependency on the perpetrator," unquote. Merriam-Webster, which logs 100 million page views a month on its site, chooses its word of the year based solely on user data. Merriam-Webster picks a word of the year each year. Last year's pick, vaccine.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.